Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Wednesday morning. Well, a little bit of college football news for you this morning. Yesterday, it was announced that the Kentucky Wildcats have moved their football season opener against Eastern Michigan. Now, moving the home opener to September 3rd was done so that it didn't conflict with the Kentucky Derby, which, as we've said before, was postponed for the first time since 1945. Now, this is a little odd for Kentucky fans. This is only the eighth time that they've played a Thursday night football game in modern history, and it's the first time they've done it since hosting Auburn on October 15th of 2015. And I remember because I was there. In the NBA yesterday, the NBA released a 100-plus page document they sent to their players that broke down every aspect of what the players are going to experience when they enter this NBA campus at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida, when they resume their season. Some of the most important aspects of the plan includes how the league will test for coronavirus. Now, when someone tests positive for the virus, the protocol lays out several steps that the person will have to go through. They'll be placed in isolation housing, a location in which no individuals who have tested positive are residing. Will be administered a second test as soon as possible to make sure that they didn't have a false positive. Now, if that second test comes back positive, the person has to remain in the isolation housing. If it comes back negative, a third test will be administered between 24 and 48 hours after that first test. If that test also comes back negative, they'll be allowed to re-enter the NBA campus. However, if it comes back positive, the person will have to remain in isolation. And finally, on this day in sports history, back in 1960, Ted Williams hits his 500th home run. And that does it for your sports update on this Wednesday morning. For QuickSee 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.